Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bob Radio, my name's Alexia. Right now I've got Angel on the line, who happens to be the lead singer for The Delirians. I want to get to know you guys a little bit. Where are you from?
The band originated in East LA area. All of us now in the band, the current members, were from all over the LA area, Long Beach, Orange County, the Valley, Sun Valley, and all that stuff too.
Nice. How long have you guys been jamming together as a band?
Delirians was formed in 2007, and some of the members from Delirians have already been playing together since 2001 before that.
Nice. And how did you guys all link up together to play in the Delirians?
Well, when I first started playing music, I was asked by somebody in one of my classrooms if I just wanted to join a band, basically. And I was like, all right.
Nice.
And that's what started it out for me. And then after a while, we started just getting different people into the band. You know, it's always marching bands and like local mm-hmm. high school marching bands that a lot of the guys are into music. They're already musically trained. So we started working with, the guys that we started the band with, they were from rival high schools.
Oh, wow.
So it was it was pretty cool, because even though the high schools are like they call them the classic rival high schools, you know, in East LA pretty much.
Uh-huh.
But we were both, you know, just loving the same music. So we got together, and instead of being rivals, we were brothers.
That's awesome. So I really love the sound you guys put out. It like reminds me of Rocksteady with like a Chicano vibe. And I'm just curious if your sound's always been like that. Is that your style?
Yeah, Delirians, we've always been heavily influenced by old Jamaican reggae, all the Rocksteady era, the Roots, all the good stuff, you know. And then we also, we're all, as each individual, we're influenced by different music as well. So we come with ideas, and then we turn them into something that we all can enjoy, you know. And then that's how we come up with a lot of different stuff. Right now we've been doing a lot of Latin stuff. You know, we used to do a lot of oldies too. Like we'll mix up some soul with it, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I get influenced. Some of my influences are like Julio Jaramillo, mm-hmm. Concha Buica, like just artists from all over the world, you know, that don't even play reggae, but they're just like amazing artists, you know. Gil Scott, a bunch of different ones.
I want to say I saw you guys on the flyer. Did you guys play Coachella last year?
Yeah, we did.
Dude, that's amazing. How was that experience?
We were the last band on the flyer, which was pretty cool, because it like a lot, I guess it caught a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of people start from the back, you know? So it was great. It was an experience for sure. It was a different experience for us. I think the greatest thing we all felt that we got from it was that we were able to perform and just reach out to so many people that otherwise would have never found us, you know. And then also like some of those musicians that we got to perform with are just like, you know, amazing musicians. And we got to see a lot of artists that we look up to, you know. We got to see like Kamasi Washington. There was a lot of artists there that we were blown away by the performances, you know.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing experience. It was definitely something that's going to stick with us forever.
And speaking of festivals, you guys are also playing One Love, right? Which day are you guys playing?
We are playing on Friday. We're going to be playing at One Love Reggae Festival. Yeah, we're excited for that one, because it's a it's a bit of a different crowd for us. So we just hope that the people dig what we got for them, you know?
They definitely will dig it. Trust me. And so I see here that you guys dropped an album recently. What's it titled?
The album is titled El Remedio, The Remedy.
All right. And you guys have other albums previous to that too?
Yes, we have. Before that, we had an album called Mezcla de Música y Amor. There was like a five song album, EP, I guess you can say. Before that, we had an album also called Get Up. That one had, I believe, 12 songs. And then we've released 3 different 45s, I believe. And one CD that it was like a DIY CD that's still up online. We don't really sell that, but it's just like people can find it online, you know. And that was some of the earlier stuff that was even recorded by Joe Quiñones, who was actually the bass player of the band.
Oh, wow.
A while back, too. So just a lot of different sounds, you know. Each album is just a different sound, and it's just, you know, it's a little bit of what we love.
So the latest album, what would you say the vibe's like?
A little taste of what's coming for the future, with who the Delirians are right now. Just a little taste of the musicians, and just, you know, we're starting to get more comfortable with each other right now. We have some solid members in the band, and it's a beautiful creation, I guess I can say. It's just something that came together really well. We recorded that with Roger Rivas from the Agrolites. Mm-hmm. And he just, you know, he captures such a great sound. So it's a, you know, it's a treasure, you know. It's like a little bit of old style, a little bit of new style, and a lot of Delirian style.
Right. No, that's awesome. And we can find El Remedio on iTunes, right?
Yes, you can find that on iTunes and every platform out there.
Okay, so I'm looking at it right now on the tracks on the album. Do you have a favorite, or is that a hard question too?
That's a pretty hard question. Let me see. My personal favorite would be Rolling Thunder, just because of the message. And then also, there's a really good cover that we do in there that it's called Smiling Faces. So that's also one of my favorites, but they're all good songs. Yeah.
All right. Well, be sure to check it out. And I just want to say thank you so much for calling in and chatting with us. I'm really excited for the show tonight. And
yeah.
If anybody wants to look for you guys, where should they go on social media?
On Instagram, The Delirians. If you go to our website, actually, thedelirians.com, you can find links to all the social media out there. And we have links to music videos and links to music as well.
Awesome. And, you know, I have one more question that I forgot to ask early on, but I love the name The Delirians. How did it come about?
Oh, we were, that's so funny. We were hanging out with one of our friends, and we were just, you know, we always just used to hang out and, you know, just do stuff, you know. And he just looked at us one day and he was like, oh, you guys are a bunch of Delirians, you know. You should be called The Delirians or something like that. And I remember we were all just like blown away. We're just like, what? Like, no way, dude, that's a good idea. And then,
yeah,
it stuck.
That's so funny. I love it. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. And everyone, be sure and download the Delirians album El Remedio, available now.